You've been involved in the local organization for many years. What do you see the organization and what it does here locally and nationally? And
locally, our Elks Lodge is trying to make the communities that they're in a better place to live by providing volunteer services, community services, support where it's needed, scholarships, and as well as space donation.
Is this a position that you sought, or did someone else nominate you, or how did that all happen?
It's not a position that I sought. I'd been asked, my daughter had asked me if I was going to be Grand Exalted Ruler, and I said, no, I didn't think so. And some other people in the organization, in the state organization, had mentioned it to me that they thought I was going to be, and I talked to my sponsor, and he said, no, there's not going to be, that's just not a possibility. So no, I really didn't seek it. If I would have known it was going to happen, I probably wouldn't have bought a shipyard back in 2011.
And then how did it happen? Is someone else from somewhere nominate, or you, or how did, I mean?
Last year, we were going into the fall of 2016, and so every state has a sponsor, a past national president, who kind of guides them through their order of business. And so I'm going to call him my sponsor. He came to me and said, hey, there's some of the past national presidents have asked me if I'm going to put you up for Grand. And so he made the decision that he was going to do that and informed me of that decision that he had made. And so, we really didn't, we had a 50-50 chance. We didn't get too excited about it. And lo and behold, we won the nomination.
What does it mean for you?
I guess it's a culmination of quite a few years of service. That doesn't mean that's the end of my service by any means, but it's pretty gratifying. It's really special. I'm the first national president from the state of Alaska. It's an honor. It's really a humbling experience, or it's going to be.
Yeah, a lot comes with it, right? You have to spend the next year or so traveling around the country?
Yeah, we'll begin traveling shortly after the installation. In July, our first state will be Montana, and from there we'll travel for 42 weeks. We'll travel Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and come back home to Seattle on a Sunday. We'll be based out of Seattle for the next year.
Visiting as many different lodges around the country?
We don't really visit lodges. When we visit a state association, it'll be there'll be their summer meeting or their fall meeting or something like that. So it'll be a hotel usually where all the lodges in the state send a delegate in to that meeting.
Okay, but meeting with a lot of people who are like yourselves and seriously involved in there.
Right. Most of the time when you're meeting on a state association level, you're meeting with the cream of the crop.
What happens to you personally with the rest of your life during this year? The shipyard, it's still going to keep going?
Yep. We've got people in place that can run the store and run the service department as well as the boat haul out. So I'm pretty confident that they'll do just fine. We've made plans to try to come back to Petersburg twice a month. So we'll be able to keep our finger on the pulse of the business. And, actually, a lot of people, they think I'm an ogre out there. And so once they find out that I'm gone, they might, flock out there in droves.
And how about the Elks itself? I mean, you do so much to keep that operating and going.
I think they'll do just fine without me. They'll probably do better as well.
Okay. Other thoughts about this next year, the honor? You're, I think, the first from Alaska to ever be named to this spot, right?
That's correct. Okay. Yep. And it's the 150th anniversary of the Elks this year. Our birthday was on February 16th, so I'm not the 150th Grand Exalted Ruler, but it's quite an honor. There's going to be a really good celebration in San Antonio, and we're going to be part of that. They've got a special booklet planned for this event and live entertainment from Lieutenant Dan's band. I can't remember the name of it right off the top of my head, but yeah, it's going to be a big show, and we're very proud to be part of it. I know the Alaska delegation is working really hard. We're expected to put on two different celebrations, and there's an outpouring of support from around the state from the lodges to put this show on.
Anything else we missed?
Well, what did the Elks do for the state of Alaska?
Yeah.
What are our pet projects?
Okay, let's hear it.
So on the Grand Lodge level, we have national headquarters in Chicago. We have a Elks Veterans Memorial Building It's on the National Historic Register. It's a very visited building. We have our Grand Secretary is housed there with his staff. We have the Elks National Foundation there and the Elks National Magazine. The Elks National Foundation is our philanthropic arm of the organization, and it gives out money in a large way to all the state associations. Last year, the Elks National Foundation gave the state of Alaska $138,000 towards special grants or major project and towards scholarships. And in return, we gave the Elks National Foundation $56,000. So it's a pretty good return on our money. It's just not the state of Alaska that gets this opportunity. It's every state that has Elks associations. So the Elks National Foundation plays a huge, important part in our makeup. Okay. On the state association side, we are structured much like a lodge. We have 15 lodges in the state of Alaska. We have a president and three trustees and two other officers that are always coming up through the ranks. So we change out our state association president every year. There'll be one from each district, three districts in the state. And we have programs that are implemented on the state side through the Elks National Foundation money. We also have a major project, which is a kids camp outside of Wasilla that every year we have a group of boys and girls that go to camp and stay for a couple weeks. Okay. So, rough and quick, that's what we've got. We have approximately 780,000 members in the United States. We have about 1,950 lodges, and we are distinctly American. We are not an international fraternal order.